leadership development? There are lots of answers, but are you asking the right questions? There is no shortage of leadership experts. Peruse a list of what various coaches, consultants, and trainers offer, and you'll find many different subjects, but they all seem to have something like "and leadership" somewhere in the mix. Browse the shelves in your library or favorite bookstore for books on leadership, and you'll find no shortage of volumes on the subject. In fact, a search of the word "leadership" on Amazon returns 81,285 titles. So there are plenty of answers available. But are you asking the right questions? Here are 6 questions you should ask about leadership development in your organization. With these questions, and maybe a couple of your own, you can narrow that search. Question 1. What do we really need? Are we looking for one-time training for a person who has a problem, or do we need something a little more robust? If we need something for just one individual, why? Is it really just an issue with one person, or does that issue indicate a more organization-wide problem? No single shot or short-term effort will produce lasting results. First-time supervisors and managers need a different level of training than executives. Question 2. Are we, as an organization, taking leadership development seriously? Or is it a hit-and-miss proposition? Should we have a leadership development program that is part of the organization's culture? Question 3. How complex should our leadership development program be? Are we trying to create professors or practitioners? Question 4. Do we have a sufficient pool of more senior leaders who can be mentors? If not, what do we need to do to develop those senior leaders? Question 5. What is the best delivery method? Will an online type training program really meet our needs? Can we depend on people in the organization to actually accomplish training programs online? Would real-time, in-person training be more beneficial and provide a better return on our training investment? Question 6. If there is already a leadership program in place, is it effective? Does the program provide real training with follow-up and ongoing support? Or does it seem like a bottomless pit into which we're constantly throwing money to buy the latest thing? When you have seriously considered these questions, you'll be in a much better position to critically evaluate the many options that are available. Note that these questions refer to a leadership development program. Developing leaders is an ongoing effort, not a one-shot requirement to be accomplished with a single seminar or motivational book. Leadership development should be part of your organization's culture. Is it?